Elon Musk spent all night smoking out the Trump administration's attempt to cover up the Epstein client list. And just keep in mind, over the next few weeks, the admin will try 100 different distractions so that you look over here or look over there and you don't focus on the fact that Pam Bondi said earlier in the year she has the client list on her desk. And now they're saying it doesn't exist. But apparently it does exist, but Obama wrote it. They can't get their story straight, and they're trying to distract from that. Today, Donald Trump held a meeting in the Oval Office with the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, and they announced a weapons shipment to Ukraine of offensive and defensive weaponry. I want to break down this meeting and break down the fact that this is a weak shipment. Donald Trump has dug the United States in a hole and allowed Vladimir Putin to get more territory, and now they are announcing a weak shipment off the back of Trump's biggest controversy yet, which relates to Epstein. So we're going to talk about Elon Musk, we're going to talk about this meeting, but just to break everything down, Trump has finally committed to sending more U.S.-made weapons to Ukraine, including advanced systems like Patriot missiles and long-range offensive weapons, which is good. That is good that Ukraine is getting more weapons, but Europe, at the end of the day, will be paying for these weapons under the new arrangement. European NATO allies will finance the purchase of the U.S. weaponry, which we create and will be delivered to Ukraine. Let me just say one more time. This is a win. The fact that the United States will manufacture advanced weaponry and send that to Ukraine is good, even if the final financial burden falls on Europe. But Trump is trying to use this all as a grand distraction when we can keep a few things in mind at once. We can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time, and he doesn't want us to be able to do that. So before I even break down this meeting, let's start with what Elon Musk was tweeting overnight. Elon responded to a Twitter thread at 3 a.m., At 3 a.m. is when it begins. The Twitter thread is Matt Walsh saying, "I've come back from vacation to learn that Epstein apparently was an international child sex trafficker, even though he was arrested for being one. There is no client list, even though the attorney general said she had it on her desk. He did kill himself, even though the video proving this point was edited. No prominent or powerful people are implicated, even though dozens of them flew on the private jet, and the whole issue doesn't matter. Wow, I'm glad that's settled." Somebody then responds with a meme. "Oops, I killed myself for no reason. I was innocent." Then Elon Musk responds at 3 a.m. At 3 a.m. with a laughy face. Then from there, we're off to the races. He then responds to Milo Yiannopoulos, who said, "I'm one of the founding figures of MAGA, one of the president's earliest, most effective supporters. I've thought hard. I've prayed. I can't accept his answer on Epstein. The Epstein case and the issues it raises go to the heart of why 2016 even happened. We must have the answers." Then Elon Musk responds with the 100 emoji. That is Milo basically saying the party that promised to drain the swamp in 2016 has become the swamp once again in 2024. Donald Trump is now the leader of the deep state rather than the person who is tearing down the deep state. And they're probably thinking that even more so now that he's supplying arms to Ukraine, which I think is good. I think long term, this is a great thing that we are opening this avenue again. But listen, when they're describing this in the Oval Office, Donald Trump is slouched next to Mark Rutte, half-assed, trying to explain, but he doesn't actually care. Listen.
"And one of the reasons that you're here today is to hear that we are very unhappy, I am, with Russia. But we'll discuss that maybe a different day. But we're very, very unhappy with them, and we're going to be doing very severe tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days.
If we don't have a deal in 50 days. This is such a weak distraction. Even the distraction itself couldn't be something strong. He says, "Maybe I'll be mad at Putin. Maybe we'll do tariffs in 50 days if Putin doesn't back off." He's still not even doing 2 weeks anymore. He's saying 50 days. As Ben Mycelis points out, so the big announcement was that Trump is saying 50 days instead of 2 weeks on sanctions against Russia, which he said in April, and that America's defense industry can continue to sell weapons to Europe, which it can give to Ukraine. Again, so the big announcement is basically not only a return to the status quo, but almost even worse.
Tariffs at about 100%. You'd call them secondary tariffs. You know what that means. But today we're going to talk about something else. And As you know, we've spent $350 billion approximately on this war.
Lord have mercy. He knows damn well that's weapons that we've sent. He also looks like he's melting into his seat while he's sitting there next to Mark Rutte. And he gives his enemies more time and more leeway than his allies. Over and over, he's given Russia, North Korea, all of these dictatorial countries a lot of leeway and given them time, 50 days, while the allies of the United States only have 2 weeks. 2 weeks, 2 weeks. I want to play this clip of Donald Trump talking about why he's here, conveniently doesn't mention Epstein.
And one of the reasons that you're here today is to hear that we are very unhappy, I am, with Russia. But we'll discuss that maybe a different day.
Why discuss it a different day? That's what I don't understand. Trump then snaps at a reporter for asking, what happens if Putin escalates further? Trump says, don't ask a question like that, but dude, this is a very real scenario. Vladimir Putin has had a monopoly on escalatory rhetoric since day one of the war. Honestly, the West has, I wouldn't say been weak, but we've allowed Putin to over and over say, I'm going to use nukes, I'm going to do this, do that, when we should just stand up, give Ukraine the weapons it needs, say that we might put Ukraine, give it NATO membership, and let Russia deal with the consequences of insane sanctions rather than saving their ass over and over.
Putin escalates further. How far are you willing to go in response?
In what?
How far are you willing to go if Putin were to escalate, send more bombs in the coming days?
Don't ask me a question like that. How far? I want to get the war settled. They're not Americans that are dying in it. And, you know, I have a problem and JD has a problem. It's a stance that he's had for a long time.
This dude said on Joe Rogan's podcast and every single campaign event that he did, that he would end the war on day one. He would end the war. Yet now, he's saying he doesn't even have a plan if Putin begins to escalate.
Escalate, send more bombs in the coming days.
Don't ask me a question like that. How far? I want to get the war settled. They're not Americans that are dying in it. And, you know, I have a problem, and JD has a problem. It's a stance that he's had for a long time. They're not Americans dying, but there are a lot of people dying and on something that should be able to be settled. And we all agree with that. This group of people, you know, we want to defend our country. But, you know, ultimately, having a strong Europe is a very good thing. It's a very good thing. So I'm okay with that. Yeah, please, in the back.
Yeah, he's trying to make Europe stronger by forcing it to solely pay for the funding of Ukraine while a dictator looms over the border of the not only Ukraine, but the entire European Union is now being loomed over by this threat of Russia. I have one more tweet of Elon Musk. This one I found really interesting. Colin Rugg on Twitter wrote this report. Ghislaine Maxwell is ready to tell the American people the truth about Jeffrey Epstein's client list before Congress, according to the Daily Mail. A source told the outlet that Maxwell is, quote, happy to sit before Congress and tell her story. Elon Musk then responds, she will say nothing, of course. The consequences of revealing anything will be too negative for her, or will be negative for her. Elon Musk is basically saying that the current administration in power would likely be willing to take steps to give Ghislaine Maxwell consequences, make sure she faces consequences for speaking to Congress about what happened regarding Jeffrey Epstein, regarding the client list, regarding all of the relationships. And I mean, it begs the question, who was the president when Jeffrey Epstein faced his consequences of death? It was Donald Trump. He was the president of the United States the first time. So Elon Musk is very clearly implying, also at 3 a.m., this all happened at 3 a.m., the consequences of her revealing anything would be very negative, basically saying this admin would come down hard and would not allow that to happen. So while Trump has this weak approach to Russia and Ukraine and allows the war to rage on, I want to make sure we're not getting distracted on a few fronts. I made a video earlier talking about Russia and Ukraine, and someone in the comment section said, Adam, you were getting distracted by Russia and Ukraine, only focus on Epstein. And I just want to point out, we can focus on multiple things at once. It's very important to point out that Ukraine needs immediate attention. They are fighting for their democracy, fighting for their lives and the sovereignty of their country. So the idea that we shouldn't get distracted by talking about Ukraine is absolutely silly. We can talk about multiple things at once, as we did in this video. We talked about Jeffrey Epstein and Elon Musk and Donald Trump's connection, while also making sure we had a pro-democracy message regarding Ukraine. So we're going to continue to push the truth If you want to be a part of the movement, click subscribe below, comment a blue heart. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.